there hasn't been a whole lot of volatility in financial markets of late, and a lot of that could have something to do with market participants not wanting to get ahead of themselves before the Fed decision later today. Intense stress around the war between Russia and the Ukraine has died down a bit, and what had been fear around the outlook for China has also faded away after this latest round of encouraging economic data out of China. The only market volatility that's really been interesting of late is in the commodities markets, and it will get even more interesting to see where we go from here after this latest correction has played out nicely following some super strong runs in the price of oil and gold. As far as currencies go, dollar-yen has been the one to watch, with the major pair trading at its highest level since January of 2017. There's quite a bit of resistance ahead of 119, and we've already seen a big run, so we'll be on the lookout for a correction that could be due ahead. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of Canada inflation, U.S. retail sales, and of course that Fed decision late in the day. That's all for now.